Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, September 11th, and we are in the first week of our devotional series through the book of Mark. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 20, all about the calling of the disciples. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 1:16 through 20. As he passed alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, Simon's brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Follow me," Jesus told them, "and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, putting their nets in order. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Well, this is Jason. That was Janelle, obviously. I'm also with Joshua. Joshua, let's talk through this a little bit. Jesus comes in and just says, "Follow me," and they just do it. What's going on here?
Well, I think that one of the things that would come to mind for why they would do this was we've just heard in previous verses that John the Baptist went before Jesus and was saying, "Prepare yourselves." You know, he was sent right to prepare the way. So this is a small area. They've heard about that Jesus is coming. So I think that when he's showing up, it's in their mind, like, could this be the Messiah? That, like, they're answering, I think it was in their mind that they were answering that call as at least a part of this.
A lot of people were there and present when Jesus actually did show up, when a voice from heaven boomed down saying, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." The Spirit comes down in a dove and John the Baptist says, "Oh yeah, this is him." So there was this huge endorsement that just took place, and you'd have to figure a lot of people heard about that.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, again, it's talking about this small town. I grew up in a small town, and there's not a lot that's going on that everybody doesn't know about. So Jesus shows up. This is the one that we heard about, and he says, "Come follow me. I'm going to make you a fisher of people." That's pretty compelling.
Janelle, have you ever walked by people who are busy at their jobs and said, "Follow me," and had them just follow you and live with you?
No, I don't think I have. I wish you guys would follow me a little bit better, but
that's probably not going to happen. Janelle, why is it? Why is it that these guys just followed Jesus? What are you seeing?
That's a great question. I think, like Joshua was saying, that they knew, or they had that deep sense that this is the one. This is the one we're to follow, and just knew, we're going to hitch our wagon to him. We're doing this thing.
You know what's amazing is that this wasn't a bunch of guys who were just like at the end of their rope and like, "Oh, I didn't have anything else to do, so I decided to follow the Messiah." Like, these guys actually have a career. And there's something that was pointed out that I never caught before in this passage from the Bible background commentary from Craig Keener. He points out, he says, look, these guys had hired men. In other words, they had employees. This wasn't a, you know, just fledgling business. These guys had an actual career, and Jesus shows up and he says, "Leave your nets, follow me. You like fishing? We're going to fish for people." Gives them this metaphor, and they just do it. Like, that is really, really incredible.
Yeah, I almost can't wrap my head around that. Just what's involved with that? Like, holy cow, walking away from the family business. Like, Wow, that's intense.
I have to wonder if it was even beyond just the reputation, if there was something about Jesus himself that drew them in. Like, we think this is the Messiah based on what John had said, but also something about him just drew people. And I just wonder what that was like. I wish that I had a video of that to see even how Jesus said, hey, follow me, I'll make you fishers of people. Like, was he laughing? Was it, you know, yeah. Was he smirking?
Yeah, I can see the twinkle in his eye saying that. Like, you maybe don't fully know what I mean, but we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think about, like, I was talking to one of the guys from Adult and Teen Challenge, and his eyes were so kind and so inviting. And I just wanted to just, like, tell this guy whatever he wanted to know. And just anything that he was talking about, like, we could take on the world. And I think, man, that's just a man. Just imagine how much more Jesus has that way about him.
Like, yeah.
So kind, so just his ness, as Janae would
his
have said.
His ness. Shout out to Janae. Joshua, what are you seeing?
I was thinking about that each of us as followers of Christ, though we didn't get the honor that these guys did to see him physically with their eyes. I mean, they got to see him. And yet all of us are Christ followers. And I think about the times when we're aware of his presence and how, you know, when he walks in the room, he is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that, you know, spoke the world into existence. He's Jesus. He is Jesus. And so I agree with what you're saying. I think that when they were seeing him, it was just in the same way that our hearts were warmed, you know, when we first became aware of Christ, like, I must follow this. I don't want to be in a room that he's not in. And I think that's part of what they were seeing. And something else that comes to mind is how God also prepares the way where it's like, he gives us the opportunity to feel the ache of him not being there. And then when he comes in, then you just are like, Jesus, where else would I want to go? I mean, I love my mom and dad, but you know what? Not as much as I love you. Like, I have to be where you are now. I want to be where you are now. And I think they were certainly experiencing something like that because he's Jesus. He's the only one that can actually do that.
It's reminded me of the song, I Just Want to Be Where You Are, you know? Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, Janelle, why don't you close us up in prayer?
Jesus, thank you for wanting to be near us and inviting us to be near to you. I ask that today, as we're considering this passage, that you would just bring more revelation and more clarity about that. And thank you for the invitation and help us to lean into that and to bring others along with. Thank you, God. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.